Nearly 200 years ago, the lighthouse that sits at the very end of Key Biscayne was a safe haven for ships searching for civilization. Now, it's a towering symbol of isolation, the tallest building in the 400 acres of mostly undeveloped land. Theodora Long is the president of Friends of Cape Florida. She says isolation is exactly what Bill Baggs envisioned 50 years ago.
Developers wanted to build condos all along the point of Key Biscayne. And he, being an advocate for Miami, he brought to everyone's attention, wouldn't that be great if that was just parkland?
Baggs did not live to see the park be created. Vania Campos lives on Key Biscayne with her three children. They are the reason she says she hopes the park's legacy continues.
This era with technology and everything, we need to teach our kids appreciation for nature. And that's why I literally have to sometimes drag them over here.
At Saturday's full moon party, people continued funding Baggs' mission. The money raised went to purchasing new vehicles and equipment for the park's beach cleanups and sea turtle preservation. I'm Andrew Quintana in Miami.